fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 21st day of March. The prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to learn how to use a map and compass and learn cross-country navigation. Very basic, very foundational skills that everybody should have. I do have a nice selection of compasses suitable for this purpose listed for sale at my website under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. There's a lot there. We don't have it organized in any kind of order. You just have to keep scrolling down until you find the compasses. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest decades ago to understand and comprehend the true nature of the international communist conspiracy. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Jeff, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but some of these Muslims are thinking they're going to put together a Muslim army from the 57 Muslim-dominated countries in order to defeat Israel, which obviously clearly also means defeating the United States. What connection, if any, to the international communist conspiracy would there be to Muslims wanting to get together, if you're aware of one, Jeff?
Well, yes, there's a lot of connections. Usually these organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood have connections to the communists. Before the communists were started to use terrorism on a wide scale with the Muslims, there was a agreement made between the communist cells in Jordan and the Muslim Brotherhood. And even before that, there are some of my friends at Epic Times, the Falun Gong paper that's anti-Chinese communist. They claim, one of their researchers claimed to me recently that they found evidence that the Muslim Brotherhood itself was always about Marxism in its secret founding. So if you're going to have any kind of organization aimed at Israel or the United States, you have to look at Russia and you have to wonder if the Russians are behind it. I mean, you always have to investigate every individual case, you know, and communism uses conflict and terrorism around the world is a way to advance its cause dialectically, just like you have a left foot and you have a right foot, and they're kind of like mirror opposites of each other. But by moving one and then the other, you advance yourself. This is how the communist movement works, using conflict around the world.
Yeah, well, that's been my observation as well. And something they're very good at that apparently we're not, and Vietnam is a great example, there's others, of course, is the Russians will use proxies to do their fighting and bleeding and dying for them, while we actually put our young men in harm's way. Have you made that observation also, Jim? Jeff?
Yes, and it's kind of surprising to see the Russians. I mean, the Russians did go into Afghanistan, and they're in Syria now. And usually when they themselves put their own forces in, they have a special reason. And, you know, in Vietnam, we lost, what was it, 50-something thousand dead and hundreds of thousands of wounded. In Afghanistan, the Russians only lost 16,000 dead, and they were in there a decade, or almost a decade. So it's, yeah, the Russians are very careful about these small wars, and they use them very carefully.
They do.
We tend to rush in a little more than they do.
Oh, I agree, Jeff, and that's been my observation as well. The Russians have been using the Cuban soldiers as proxy mercenaries all over Africa for basically half a century, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah, the Cubans were used heavily in Angola. They were used in Ethiopia. And they were probably used, well, there was, I don't know this exactly, but I believe they were used in Congo because, you know, a lot of people don't know this, that Che Guevara went to Africa before he went to Bolivia where he died. Then it was about Congo, which was then called Zaire.
Well, the left, the progressives, the socialists, the communists have made Che Guevara into some kind of romantic hero, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and he was an awful person. He was pretty terrible.
Well, he was a medical doctor, and I think he really was a true believer, unfortunately, which adds fuel to the fire to make him this romanticized hero. When I was in Special Forces, Jeff, I did get to meet one or two of the men who were actually tracking Che Guevara and captured him and put him out of his misery. That was when I was first time in Special Forces in 1969. Those guys were still active duty, of course. And it was U.S. Army Special Forces that eventually tracked him down and shot him to death.
Hmm.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah,
that,
it was. I had heard that they captured him and that Felix Rodriguez, the CIA officer, came down and told them they should shoot him. But that was just a documentary. I never really read anything about it, so you would probably know from firsthand if you knew the people. There's a romance in many people's minds about this particular guerrilla leader and communist. And the thing is that communism is, if people could understand what it means, it's an evil philosophy. And people who are drawn to it are drawn to it very often either for naive reasons or because there's something evil inside of them.
I've seen both, Jeff.
Yeah.
In the late 60s, I interacted with a number of young men and women who typically, I can give you a kind of a typical profile, growing up in a upper middle class environment where they would have house servants and, nice homes, nice cars, and maybe two homes. A very nice upper middle class environment that somehow, some way, they felt embarrassed and humiliated that their financial situation was better than others. And as a consequence of their embarrassment and humiliation, they walked away from their birthright. They dressed as if they bought their clothes from Goodwill, for example, trying to make themselves look like they were not financially well off, and adopted the mores and the values of lower class and lower working class Americans, trying to assimilate themselves, and engage in this communist Marxist philosophy that they really did truly believe would bring equality to people. In their hearts, I believe they really did believe that. And the communists, of course, accept these people with open arms. They have a term for them, don't they, Jeff? Do you recall what the term is offhand?
Well, useful idiots was Lenin's word.
That's it, useful idiots. You got it. I knew you would.
Yeah.
I was observing these individuals, and I thought, these people are really strange. They come from upper middle class backgrounds. They typically have a degree from a respected university. They've got the world at their feet, and they somehow, some way, feel humiliated and embarrassed of their position in life, and want to walk away from that and not take advantage of these things. And adopt this bizarre, freakish, barbaric thought process called communism, as if that was something superior to normal American values. The whole thing's rather bizarre, and you might even call it a form of mental illness, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. It's a terrible thing to create a religion to kind of guilt trip people because they have wealth in their society is successful.
In the rest of the world, people with that kind of privilege and status are something to be admired and something to work towards, where actually in this country you actually can work hard and achieve financial independence and status in our society without the issues they have in other countries, where whatever class you're born into is a class you'll die into. That's true in many countries around the world, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. The problem, you know, there's a lot of wealth around the world. The problem with many countries is that they don't have the rule of law, and they don't have property rights, and that's why they're not successful countries. That's why they never make very much progress, because in order to have progress, there has to be justice and there has to be rule of law. And that's
well, there is justice for the people that control things, and they wrongly, these people in control, the wealthy people in many of these countries, they have limited vision. Their worldview is limitation, thinking that that they need to keep the wealth they've got and prevent other people from becoming wealthy, because their worldview is one of limitation, isn't it?
Yes, that's a good point. Yeah, in a lot of these countries, the wealthy take control of the state or they come out of the state. They use state power to keep their wealth, to keep the people down, to regulate, to have monopolies, to control things. And, of course, we call it crony capitalism. It's something that's beginning to develop here because our political system has lost its moral backbone, and so people sell out, and it is one of our problems here in the U.S., is that people in politics can be bought.
Well, that's true pretty much all over the world. There's some countries that have protocols to stop that from happening. I think I'll use Switzerland as an example of a country that's done a fairly good job of preventing corruption from taking over their country. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me, Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a question for Mr. Nyquist. If he knows, I had two questions. If he knows the Anglo-Israel truth about the white Caucasian race, and then also if he would agree that the country called Israel today should actually be called Edomia, if I pronounce that right, which is the ancient name for the country of Edomites, Esau, Edom. And I just wanted to ask him those two questions.
Okay, well, you asked your questions. Now we'll get some answers. Jeff, go ahead, sir.
He's talking about the British Israel movement. Is that what he's talking
about? No. That's what Alex Jones tried to do, too. He wants to go. It's white people nation or worldwide. The dispersed nations.
Oh, I see,
how many dispersed nations of the Jews are there?
Yeah, I don't know that there's any anthropological, archaeological or historical real evidence for that.
Oh, there is. There is, and the man's name's E. Raymond Capp. He's a biblical archaeologist, and he has books at Artisan Publishers. And
is
it's been researched.
C-A-P-P or K-A-P-P?
It's C-A-P-T, yes, with a T on the end.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
check that out. I think that country
should be called Edomia because they're and this the 1980 Jewish Almanac says that it's incorrect to call a modern day Jew an Israelite but anyway, I just wanted to say that I found out this truth 30 years ago and I've learned more and more ever since, and it's hard to sit back and listen to people explain how the Muslims are going after the Israel when we're Israel. Canada and the United States is the country that took an angel to measure. Anyway, it's frustrating to know the truth. You want to help people. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Okay, Mark. Thank you for the call. Any follow-up there, Jeff, before we move on?
No.
Okay. Well, I know there's a lot of people that subscribe to what Mark is talking about, and they, personally, I think they spend an inordinate amount of time to determine these things when my reality is a bit different. My reality is what's happening right now to innocent people around the world that are being targeted and victimized simply because of where they live or who their parents were. I'm trying to look into the nuances of some of these things is something I simply don't have time for myself. How about you, Jeff?
Well, I've read ancient history. I don't see how the ancient Romans and Greeks were white people. They did not regard themselves as Jews. They worshiped multiple gods. So I don't know what it means to say such a thing, to say that the European people are, all the white people are, the lost 10 tribes of Israel. It doesn't go with history. I mean, I've studied a lot of history. I don't see it.
Well, I don't either, and I may not have studied as much history as you, Jeff, but I simply don't see it either. The call number is 800-313-9443. Jeff, this Russian probe, it looks like it's probably going to fizzle out. What do you think?
It could be a fizzle that we're hearing. I mean, it does sound kind of fizzly right now. I don't know, but it's like, how long can this go on without them producing any real result yet? Of course, everybody says wait and see, but wow, the wait is really long here.
Well, there's a report that's been published. It hasn't been published publicly, but an IG report that's apparently going to bring this thing to a halt once it's made public in the next no more than 4 weeks. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of March. If you plan on going to Dallas this weekend, I will be the keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchman Conference in Dallas. If you want a $20 discount, go to my website, get the discount code there on the Hear the Watchman banner, and I look forward to seeing you the middle of the day, Saturday. If you can't attend, there's a 20% discount code for the live stream version of this event. It's going to be a fun event, and I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of you there. We're visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, what's coming up for you? Any new articles on the horizon, or possibly a book?
I just posted a new article to the website the other night. It's an examination of the whole idea of how the Russian strategy, Russian and Chinese strategy, works in terms of getting countries to defect from the United States to themselves. And I use the Philippines as the example. I linked to an interview with the Philippine President Duterte, and it's quite fascinating because it completely works with the previous article, which is about how the communists are using the immigrants the Muslim immigrants in Europe to create a right wing in Europe to take over the right and to make it anti-American and to cause get a U.S. president to drive them into Russia's arms. And, of course, Duterte, in his own words, describes how Obama drove him into China's arms. It's quite fascinating to listen to.
Well, that was the goal, of course, to drive the Philippines into China's arms. Philippines has been an ally of the United States for many, many decades, especially following World War II. The United States sacrificed a lot of American blood and national treasure to free the Philippines from Japanese occupation. The ties between the Philippines and the United States are very tight and very solid, in my opinion, in terms of cultural, familial ties, and so forth. And I would hate to see them go that direction of being allied with communist China. I think it would be a disaster in many ways, don't you, Jeff?
Oh yeah, it's a disaster. I mean, our whole position in the Western Pacific depends to some degree on the Philippines because of its strategic and central location around those waterways that Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan, especially Taiwan, are dependent on.
Absolutely. Well, I spent a week in Manila a few years back. I did a presentation at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines, and got to know some people there that they're just great. They're wonderful people. Very bright, well-educated. They speak English better than some of my hillbilly neighbors, by the way. And it would be a shame to see them fall into the communist spear. And I hope it doesn't happen, but it appears to be going that direction, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, to understand that the communists have worked for this for a long time and that Barack Obama really made it happen. And it's just kind of shocking. And you could see that if Hillary Clinton got elected, and, of course, some of the European countries started passing laws to restrict the immigration, how she would have denounced them as Nazis and forced them towards Russia. That's very interesting.
It is. It is. That's exactly what would have happened. And, in fact, Angela Merkel has stated publicly that she left the borders open so she would not be deemed or labeled as a Nazi, didn't she?
Yes, very true. Very good point.
It's a shame. It's a shame that we've got to the point where national policy is being dictated by perception instead of doing the right thing. It's a real tragedy, Jeff, but that's happening in many countries. And Donald Trump is standing up to doing the right thing for the right reasons, as opposed to being doing what's perceived as being right because of perception, isn't he?
Yes, yeah. Well, it helps to have somebody who cannot be bullied by this giant opinion machine that has all this not only disinformation but tries to, you know, pressure people into believing that their idea of right and wrong and morality is the true morality, and to kind of twist our own laws and our own moral thinking to the purposes of communist strategy.
Absolutely. Hussein, I call the former president Hussein Obama, just to remind people he is a Muslim. Hussein is a Muslim name, by the way. Hussein Obama was doing what he was supposed to do in getting the Philippines to go towards the communist world as opposed to the Western world and freedom. So he was in that particular case, he was accomplishing his goal for his handlers, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And, you know, a lot of our allies, we could lose many of them if they get into a strategic position that they cannot maintain themselves. I mean, this is what the Philippine
Absolutely.
President is basically saying.
Hold that thought, Jeff. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here.
We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. And, of course, the upcoming conference in Dallas is the big news for me. I will be the keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchman conference. If you plan on going, why not get a $20 discount? Hey, that sounds like a pretty good deal, a $20 discount. The promotion code to get the discount is right there on that banner at my website at thelibertyman.com. When I travel to Dallas, I'll be using my Energy Cleaner. On these road trips, it will be a good day drive to get down there from my home and deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks. I'll be using my Energy Cleaner with the travel pad, and I'll arrive refreshed and ready to take care of business when I get to Dallas, Texas, because my Energy Cleaner will keep me refreshed and energized. And you can also get yourself an Energy Cleaner. If you have pain issues, it doesn't matter what the pain source of pain is, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, the Energy Cleaner will most likely help. Not getting a great night's sleep? Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. It will probably help you. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I'm shipping out 3 this week, as a matter of fact, 3 Energy Cleaners this week. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the Energy Cleaner. Then make your purchase right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Yeah, you can email me a check if you need to. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, taking your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Okay, let's continue, Jeff.
Yes. Well, anyway, the article covers the fact that there's a lot of evidence in what Duterte says that he's also collaborating. So not only did Obama push him, but or push the Philippines, but he's also taking advantage of it. And there's certain contradictions. If a person aligns themselves with the communist Chinese and claims to be a fighter against communism, you have to dig deeper into their background to see whether they're part of this double game that communist agents always play. And of course, Duterte says, I am a socialist but not a communist, but he can't explain the difference between the two things. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, I've got the article here in front of me. It was published a couple of days ago, the 19th of March. They're working incrementally to achieve their goals, and both the Russians and the communists use long-term strategies that are kind of anathema to Western ways of thinking. We rarely have leaders that plan 30 or 50 years in advance, do we, Jeff?
No, we don't. And, you know, the more you study strategy, you know, it's a very interesting point, is that grand strategy tends to coincide with morality. That is, grand strategy looks to a state of peace in which people are happy with the outcome. And there's no more reason for conflict. And really, only if you treat people fairly are you going to reach that kind of state. But with communism, they don't really practice grand strategy. They practice strategy, and strategy tends to be based on deception, where you and then, of course, violence and continued violence. And that's what you get with some of these traditions in ancient China and Russia, where you have these old despotisms that have existed for centuries and centuries. And the West, which is predicated on ideas of justice and freedom and grand strategy as opposed to strategy, doesn't really understand, because how could something like this work? How could you have a despotism, something that was evil, that goes on and on and on, and no correction ever?
Well, that's a good question. How can you? And the way you can is by deception and force and control, isn't it?
Yeah, perpetual political criminality and wickedness from the top leadership, which is what you have in a communist state or an advanced despotic state. Totalitarianism is exactly this system. It's a, you know, you look at the Third Reich, or you look at a lot of these, you know, Saddam Hussein's regime, or the mullahs in Iran. You have this kind of cynical exploitation of people and killing, you know, cavalier killing of people in large numbers.
Absolutely.
It's characteristic. Yeah.
That is one of the characteristics, absolutely it is, of despotism and the communism and socialism once it gets to a point. It's kind of ironic. Back in the 60s and 70s, the Northern European socialist countries such as Sweden were held up as the model of what socialism could become, weren't they, Jeff?
Yeah, they were, and they were about to be in for it, weren't they?
Well, they're killing themselves, literally. I don't know.
They have.
There seems to be a self-hatred among Swiss, self-hatred of their culture, their heritage, of who they are, to the point where they're sacrificing their culture and their heritage on behalf of bring in these inbred, and I'm not being flippant when I say this, these inbred Muslims who will never assimilate and have no desire to assimilate and adopt the culture and mores and traditions and values of Northern Europeans, will they?
No, they're not. And, of course, it's like we said at the beginning of the show, you were talking about some of the people that you knew that they turned to the left or to communism because they felt guilty or embarrassed or ashamed by the wealth and the success of their family. This is being applied to whole countries. I mean, Sweden and Switzerland had the highest, standard of living in Europe, and suddenly they were embarrassed, like, well, these other poor countries, well, I guess we should welcome them inside our country. And, of course, now their countries are being destroyed, Sweden in particular.
Switzerland is resisting that. Actually, Switzerland is not bringing in immigrants like the EU would like them to. They're not quite as tough as Hungary, Czech Republic, and Poland, but they're not far behind Hungary, Czech Republic, and Poland for restricting Muslims coming in, where Sweden has basically opened the doors and said, come on down.
Yeah, Sweden has gone over the last 40 years, has gone from having 1% of its population foreign-born to having over 17% of its population foreign-born. That is a huge change.
Right. And it wouldn't be so bad if the 17% were Christians who weren't inbred and had the mores and standards and values of Westerners. These people coming in, and there's something you and I haven't talked about publicly, Jeff, and that's the inbreeding that's been going on since Muhammad was alive and walking this planet in the 7th century. Inbreeding. Jeff, if two first cousins get married, there's a dramatic increase in the chance of insanity, reduced IQ, and birth defects. Well, imagine having done it for more than 1,000 years. They've destroyed their DNA. The average IQ of Muslims is below 80, which means there's as many with a 60 IQ as there is with 100. Even if they wanted to adapt and integrate themselves into Germany, for example, what possible employment can you have when you got a 60 or 65 IQ in a modern society? What possible employment could there be except their version of what we call a sheltered workshop here in the United States? They're committing national suicide, aren't they?
Hmm. Well, of course, it's very helpful when you have a religion like this that exploits people. It is a political religion to have people being stupid, because then that puts them ever more as children who you are directing towards your ends, whether those ends are violent or tyrannical. If you think about it, there are systems that want people to be poor and stupid and unable to think for themselves.
Well, you're describing the majority of the Muslim world. Once I found out about the matter of inbreeding, some things made sense to me that made no sense whatsoever before that. In particular, how do you convince a young man or a young woman to blow themselves up? Well, if they have a 60 IQ, it becomes far easier to convince them to blow themselves up, doesn't it, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It does, and it might explain why the Muslim world does not translate very many books. I think I read somewhere that the country of Spain, which is not one of the largest countries in the world in population, translates more books from other languages into Spanish every year than the largest Arab-speaking country, which has larger population, has done in the last 50 years.
Well, Jeff, there's almost in the country of Turkey, the percentage of adults in Turkey who are literate and actually read books is almost non-existent. Pakistan is even worse. The level of inbreeding there is over 70%. Over 70% of the people in Pakistan are married their cousins. their first cousins. Their DNA is forever broken. Their IQ is forever broken. And why would you translate books into Arabic if there's people who can't read them? What would be the point? It seems like a pointless thing to do so. Communists know these things. The communists know these things, and they exploit these things to their own end, don't they?
Yeah, they very carefully study every country that they intend to take over or exploit or manipulate. And that's what the Soviet Academy of Sciences was doing. They even had an academy studying Canada and the USA. They study us.
And one of the things that they fear and they really diligently want to work against is Americans being armed with modern firearms. They're very fearful of that, aren't they?
Yeah, especially the Russian generals.
Oh, yes. Well, they're smart.
Yeah.
They're smart.
It's very funny. When a general in another country is worried about Americans having firearms, you know that they're worried. A, they're thinking about invading us, and B, they're thinking about the safety of their own soldiers.
Absolutely. Absolutely they are. I noticed that the Illinois State Legislature in the last few weeks had proposed legislation to restrict young men from 18 to 21 years old buying 50 caliber rifles. What's that got to do with crime or mass shootings in schools? Nothing whatsoever. But 50 caliber rifles is one of the things that Russian generals can and should be very fearful of, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I had a conversation, maybe we discussed this before, but I had a conversation with a Russian military defector many years ago, and I asked him, I said, well, do you believe that, the Americans will be able to resist the Russian invasion after they've been successfully nuked by the Russians? And he said that he didn't initially believe that, but that he came to believe it after seeing Americans. And I said, well, how would we resist? And he said, because your population is armed, because of Americans with rifles. And he told me the whole first wave of the planned Russian invasion of North America in the 1980s, if there was a major war, he said that whole first wave, they believed that within 2 weeks, all the divisions would be not workable because Americans with firearms would have shot down so many of their men that they wouldn't have been able to continue to function as working military units.
Well, I'll take that as one for the good guys. Russian generals and Russian think tanks are very, very aware of the capabilities of Joe Sixpack out here with his deer rifle that can, I'm not a world class marksman, Jeff, but I can routinely shoot a dime at 100 yards. It's not even a big deal for me. And there's men that have far superior marksmanship skills than myself out there. And the Russians are certainly very aware of this, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And it was surprising to me that actually it's the Russian military leadership and strategists themselves who have this high regard for American citizens armed with rifles. There's a famous Russian book written by Colonel Skurdo called The People, the Commander, and the Army. It's meant for training Soviet and Russian military officers. And the book states that in World War II, partisans, that's armed civilians, accounted for the killing of over a million German soldiers, the destruction of over 1,200 aircraft and 1,000 tanks.
Well, that's certainly commendable. The World War II films featuring the partisans and what they did was certainly that's one of the genres that I really like when it comes to that kind of film. And I'm blanking out on the title of it, but the one where the Jewish partisans were out in the forests of Poland fighting the Germans and certainly gave me hope. Now, how about yourself, Jeff?
Yeah, that's the one with Ed Harris, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes, it's very, you know, and to think that in Europe, a lot of these countries had gun control, and that they had to get their weapons. It was much harder for them, you know, how they would have liked to have had the weapons that Americans are collecting in their homes today. They could have, the amount of people that you could arm, it's really incredible, the possibilities of resistance.
Right, right. And when an American, especially American politician or military man, makes a comment that the Jews may had a whole different outcome in World War II if they'd been armed, they get hammered as if they've said something wrong or incorrect, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Well, I mean, look at the Warsaw Ghetto. When the Jews realized what was happening and they revolted, they made their own weapons. They built their own weapons. And they fought in Warsaw, and they had to bring elite SS troops in to fight them, to defeat them. And it went on and on for days and days.
It did. It did. And if they'd been properly armed, even the SS would have had a very, very tough time. There's a book that documents what went on in the Warsaw Ghetto, pretty well written by a friend of mine, titled Unintended Consequences. That whole scenario could have been far, far different if the Jews had been properly armed and trained to use those weapons, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, one of the bedrocks of our Constitution is that the people need to be armed so that they can stop a tyrant if a tyrant should take power. It's one of the checks and balances built into our Constitution.
It is. It is. I found it rather amusing when I found out that the liberals can't tell the difference between a 200-year-old flintlock and a modern rifle that Charlton Heston held over his head. They were just as fearful of that as a modern rifle. Jeff, we got our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland.
All right, we are back. Let's jump right back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of March. Jeff, I was looking over your article here, your recently published article on the 19th, and there's a book I want you to be aware of if you're not. I don't recall the name of the author, but he was a general in one of the East European communist countries. The title of the book is Red Cocaine. And what this author does, this former communist general, is give the details of how communist countries, particularly Russia and East European countries, brought in chemists to Colombia to modernize the way cocaine is refined and take control of the cocaine trade for two reasons. One, to generate money by the dump truck load, and number two, to destroy the United States. And that began after World War II. And they've been quite successful in their efforts, haven't they, Jeff?
Yes, they have. It was Joe Close in that book studies that I believe they came in testimony to the U.S. Congress in the 80s, that it's estimated that that at that time, the Chinese and the Russians, their intelligence services and mafias controlled two-thirds of the international drug trade at that time.
Well, let's not leave out our CIA. They've been involved in moving drugs. I've talked to, I debriefed a retired DEA agent. He said the following. He says, John, every time during my 20-year career, once we got to the third level above the street dealer, the operation was shut down. We were all reassigned. Every operation for 20 years.
The problem is in the Justice Department. I mean, look at who Nellie Orr is. And look at who her husband Bruce Orr is. He's got the narcotics desk at the Justice Department. And these are the people that concocted this, you know, they were connected to Mr. Steele, and they were involved in the concocting of this Steele dossier on Mr. Trump, on our president.
Right, right. Well, it's a sticky wicket. It's a den of snakes up there, quite frankly. It's been going on for decades. And Donald Trump is in the process of breaking it up. And God bless Donald Trump. That's all I can say. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I should tell a brief story about this narcotics trafficking. I did an investigation here in California 20 years ago about it was a fish company, a company that sold fish. And the president of the company, this man who had been put into the president position, he discovered that narcotics were being moved on his fishing boats into the country. So he went to the FBI, and it's really quite an extraordinary story. He went to the FBI about this, and he said, look, they're moving drugs through my company. Can you do something about it? Well, what they ended up doing was, all the people who were responsible were protected, and he ended up going to jail. And the inspector general was sent to investigate the FBI agents, and the Justice Department, this was Clinton's Justice Department, transferred this inspector general from his position to keep him from investigating it. And I privately spoke to him later, and I said, well, where is this corruption coming from? And he said, it's the Justice Department in Washington.
At the very highest levels, absolutely. Jeff, yes. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday, and we appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever here with your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.